Hey, good morning, guys. I'm so glad you invited me to be here. You get to hear the story straight from me. I was the one who experienced it. So, and anyways, it's so much better to hear it from me rather than the bald guy that talks here every Sunday. You're tired of hearing him go over and over again and speak. I know. I hear you. I speak three languages: Hebrew, Egyptian, and English. Do you speak Egyptian?
Oh, of course.
Of course? Do you speak Hebrew? No? Okay. I'm going to stick to English then, just to make this easy for y'all. Is that okay?
Yeah?
Okay. We'll do that. Who am I? I already introduced myself, but I'll say it again. I'm Joseph. I'm much more than that guy that wore a multicolored coat. You've heard of it before, that coat. Everyone just associates me with that coat. I'm much more than that. I'm much more than that guy that sings in a musical that's on Broadway and where Pharaoh is Elvis. I'm much more important than that. I've got a message to share with you today, and that message is this.
Your history does not have to be your future.
Did you hear that? Your history does not have to be your future. And you know my history, I think. Let me give you a little bit of detail about that. I was thrown into a pit, a dark place. I was spoken harshly to, but thankfully I was sold into slavery. That kind of sounds strange, but I was about ready to die. Sold into slavery and taken to a foreign land called Egypt. It was a hopeless situation. And you know who did that to me? My family. My brothers. The very people that you would expect to care for you and love you and nurture you in life. The very people that you would expect food, clothing, and shelter. They threw me into a pit, sold me into slavery. But did you hear that bald guy reading that lesson from Genesis chapter 42 just a few moments ago? Did you hear that? Wow, that was a moment of sweet revenge for me, because the roles were reversed for me and my brothers. I was the one who was able to speak some rough words to them, and I had the opportunity to throw them into prison. I've come here this morning to tell you that there were really two options that I could have done in Genesis chapter 42 with my brothers. Now, the first thing that I could have done with them was really to axe them. You know, like knock them off, get rid of them altogether, that sort of thing. That ran through my mind. See, they didn't recognize me. It had been 10 years since I had seen them last in the land of Canaan. 10 years had passed by. Boy, things had changed. I was a sophisticated Egyptian from the city who spoke at least two foreign languages. Not just that, I was the second most powerful person on the entire planet. Pharaoh's right-hand man. Things turned out pretty well for me. Not so much for my brothers when I saw them after 10 years. I looked at them. They were kind of skinny and kind of famished from hunger, from the famine going on throughout the world. I looked at them, and they looked a little balder than what I had remembered them from 10 years before. I looked at them, and I saw 10 hillbillies from the country land, from Canaan. Nobody would have cared if I would have, being the second most powerful man in the world, would have just knocked them off, killed them. Not a big deal. No one would have written about it in the paper. Maybe you can relate. Doesn't it taste good to get revenge on someone? Doesn't it feel good to give someone at least a taste of their own medicine? Maybe you came here this morning and there's someone who said something that really ruined your reputation. Now the tables are turned and you can scorch their reputation. Or maybe it's a family member. Maybe a brother or sister did something very painful to you in your past. Maybe the people that you depended upon for food, shelter, and warmth treated you so badly. Now it's you're in a better position, and you can harm them. But that's not my message, and that option won't work simply because
your history does not have to be your future.
Do you hear that too? Your history does not have to be your future.